I hope you're getting dressed. You don't want to be late for your job.
Oh, you have to worry about that, baby. He's really excited about this one.
I don't blame him.
Usher in an uptown fancy movie house?
And JJ's a real good usher, too. He sure does know how to give orders. When he gave me that free pass the other night, he was outside saying, "Okay, everybody, the pitcher breaks in 5 minutes, so keep to the right, please. Don't crowd the sidewalk. Everybody, keep to your right. Moving on." I know I did, Mama. I was the only one online.
Hello? Just a minute. JJ telephone. It's Henrietta.
Me that makes women interrupt my bathroom time. Yeah, Henrietta, what is it this time? Nah, I can't take you out tonight. I have a previous engagement. Now, don't get hysterical. Life is full of little disappointments. Don't worry, you'll get over it. Sayonara.
Can you tell me something? How come you got such an independent attitude towards Henrietta all of a sudden? I thought she was your main dish.
She was, Dad, but I changed the menu. All she is now is yesterday's leftovers.
What are you talking about, JJ?
Family, are y'all ready for this? I have met Clarissa Robinson. Love has trucked into my life, and we are doing a lot of double clutching.
Well, if you don't stop changing trucks so much, you're gonna strip your gears.
Oh, Ma, Clarissa is the real thing. She has a figure that makes the number 8 look like the number 1, and a smile that lights up the night, and it all belongs to Kid Dynamite!
Junior, you go through this routine every time you meet a new girl.
Yeah, you always think you found something better, then you run right back to Henrietta. You're not too bright, Kid Dynamite.
You don't understand. Clarissa's different. She's class with a capital C, like in Cadillac. Which she happens to drive.
Yeah, Junior, she drives her own hog. Hey, what kind of girl you got here anyhow?
A loaded one. She lives on the South Shore.
South Shore? That's where all the rich blacks lives. They're so fancy, they eat their fried chicken broiled.
JJ, how'd you happen to meet a girl like that?
In the movie house. I personally escorted her down the aisle. It was dark, so I took her hand. And the minute our hands touched, we knew it was love.
How?
My flashlight lit up and it didn't have no batteries in it.
Junior, you sure you ain't making all this up?
No, Dad, I took her out 3 times. Father's a big-time businessman.
Yeah?
And Ma, you should see that house. 8 rooms. That don't include the 3 bathrooms. They got 1 bathroom upstairs, 1 bathroom downstairs, and 1 little itsy-bitsy one in what they call the entry hall. That's in case you can't make it to the upstairs or downstairs. Well, if y'all excuse me, I gotta get ready for work.
Look at him, strutting like a peacock.
Why not, baby? He ain't short on hands.
Oh, James.
Doesn't make sense. If Clarissa is anything the way JJ described her, what's she running after him for?
Very simple, Thelma. Because he's his father's son. Baby, what I'm trying to say is before we got married, I used to date a lot of rich girls, too. You know Emma Watson? You talk about bathrooms, 3 of them. Her family had 96 of them.
Oh, come on now, James.
I'm not jiving, baby. 96. Of course, they ran a string of pay toilets, huh? Now, what I'm trying to say, baby, is that there's something about the Evans men that seems to attract all kinds of women, both plain and fancy.
I know all about you Evans men. I just don't want to see J.J. hurt, that's all.
What you mean, baby?
Oh, you know how J.J. is. Every time he meets a new girl, he goes flying out into the clouds. And most times, he comes falling back to Earth without a parachute. J.J., you're going to wear your uniform to work?
That's right, Ma. I turned Clarissa on when I wear my uniform.
Oh, J.J., about Clarissa, don't get too involved, huh? Just think of her as another girl.
But she's not just another girl. This is it. I mean, all the other girls I met were just oleo margarine. Clarissa is 100% pure butter. And I am her corn on the cob.
Just a minute. J.J., it's Clarissa.
Hello. This is the love of your life speaking. Of course I'm available for Saturday night. For you, I always am. Hey, yeah, you know I got a tuxedo. Doesn't everybody? Hey, that sounds like it's really gonna be something. All right, I'll talk to you later, Clarissa. Bye.
J.J., what's going on?
So she don't dig me, huh, little girl? I'll have you know she just invited me, Brother J.J., to the 10th annual South Shore Debutante Ball.
Debutante Ball?
You mean to say they still have them things?
They sure do, James. That's the big social event of the year for black society. They always have a big spread about it in the Defender.
J.J., stop lying. She invited you?
Not invited. Begged! Well, I'm gonna be escorting a debutante. I guess that makes me a debut dude.
This one is moving up.
Well, why not, baby? Like I told you, there's something about the Evans men.
All right.
Before you get too carried away, Mr. Big Shot, what about that tuxedo you told her you had?
Oh, that ain't no problem, Thelma. I'm going to stroll over to Charlie's mortuary and see can I borrow one that ain't using it.
Daddy, if it's all the same with you, I'd rather rent one. I feel better knowing the tuxedo moves when I do.
Goodbye, Mater. Goodbye, Pater. Goodbye, little Brader. And goodbye, Seder.
Crazy. This whole thing is crazy. What's she running after him for? Why?
Thelma, your brother is a fine boy and beautiful in his own way. I can see why any girl would be interested in him.
That's right. Now y'all beginning to realize that there's something about
the Evans men.
Right on.
Step one, two, step one, two. One, two, step one, two, step.
Mom, what did I do wrong? I thought I was light on my feet.
You were, J.J., but you was heavy on McCone's.
Ma, we're gonna have to learn how to waltz for anyway.
Because those debutante balls always start off with the waltz.
Honey, just try to think of it as soul in three-quarter time. Come on, tonight's a big night. Let's try it once more. One, two, step, one, two, step, one, two, step, one. One, two, step, one, two, step, one. One, two, kick!
Oh, Ma, it ain't no use. The music may be for waltzing, but my body's built for boogieing!
Your body wasn't built. It was manufactured in a toothpick factory.
You got some of your old lumberyard pine trees.
Right! Now that's enough. J.J., we'll pick up the dancing later. Right now, let's run through some of the other things you ought to know about these fancy shindigs. The important thing is to look down your nose at everybody.
Look down your nose at everybody.
That's good. That's a great down the nose look. Another thing is your conversation. Now, what people with money talk about is money. So if anybody asks you about the economy, you just look real big and say, the reason people are unemployed today is because they're not working.
But that don't make no sense, Ma.
That's why it's perfect economy talk.
Hey, Junior, where you on your way to?
I'm going down to pick up my tuxedo at the rental place. Do y'all realize, family? Do y'all realize? This is my first shot at the major leagues. My first tuxedo. My first South Shore ball. Look out, world. I feel so rare. Here come the debut dude, extraordinaire!
I never seen Junior so excited. He's 10 feet off the ground. I mean, he's like a tall, skinny Prince Charming.
Well, this is the biggest thing that ever happened to JJ.
Yeah.
I bet they're gonna have his name on the society page. I could just see it. Miss Clarissa Robinson and her escort, James Evans Jr. You know something, James. Huh. I think we all getting just as big a kick out of this as JJ.
Yeah, you're right on that, baby.
Yeah, even me.
Well.
Mrs. Evans?
Yes?
I'm Clarissa Robinson.
Oh, what a nice surprise. Come in, come in. JJ will be so pleased you stopped by.
Oh, I'm not so sure.
Oh, what's the matter? Is something wrong?
Yes. I've come to tell him he can't take me to the ball. Oh, Daddy.
Clarissa, what do you mean he can't take you to the ball?
I don't know how to say this, but my parents feel he's not the right type.
What the hell you mean he's not the right type? I'm Junior's daddy. You excuse me.
Oh, how do you do?
Fine, how you do? What the hell you mean he's not the right type? I ain't talking about no damn blood bank.
Daddy, please.
No.
James, stop yelling at the child.
I ain't yelling at the child, baby. I'm yelling at the parents. Got their nose stuck so far up in there, break your neck just to talk to them.
I know how you feel, Mr. Evans, and I'm as upset about it as you are.
Yeah.
We had a big fight about it, and I've walked out on them.
That's serious business, child.
I know, Mrs. Evans, but it's been coming for quite a while now, and I've got to talk to someone about it.
Of course. Come, come. Sit down, honey. Clarissa, walking out on your parents is still serious business. Are you sure you did the right thing?
You're damn right she did.
Clarissa, my husband does know other words besides hell and damn.
Yeah, I know, but right now those are the best words to describe how I'm feeling. My son is out there picking out a tuxedo, spending his hard-earned money, looking forward to the biggest night in his life, just to come home and get hit with a sledgehammer.
I'm sorry. It's my parents. They had this boy picked out for me, and when I told them at the last minute I'd only go with JJ, they got hysterical. I kept telling them how much I like JJ. He's such fun, and he's so talented. But they wouldn't even listen to me. They just kept on and on at me until I just had to get out of there.
It's all right. It's all right. We understand about your parents.
No, we don't neither.
Clarissa, this is my daughter, Thelma. Thelma, why don't you take Clarissa to your room and let her relax for a minute?
Sure, Ma. Come on.
Good girl.
What am I going
to
tell JJ?
Oh, baby, this really makes my jaws tight.
My main concern is JJ. He's going to be heartbroken. How are we going to tell
him? We're going to have to tell him just like it is, that the South Shore and give him a swift kick in the South Side.
Like Debut Duds. I tell you, Ma, it looked so sharp when I put it on, I just couldn't take it off.
JJ, you came through the street dressed like that?
That's right, Ma. A mugger walked up to me, didn't ask me for no money, asked me for the first dance. I'll tell you, let's get back to them waltzing lessons. And these threads, I'm ready to do some high stepping. Come on, Ma, let's get down.
JJ.
Ma, when me and Clarissa hit that first ball, I want everybody to know that I'm the Ebony Fred Astaire, she is my Ginger Rogers.
JJ. Mama don't feel much like dancing.
Come on, Dad, that leaves you. You look much better than the mugger.
I think you better slow down, son. Just slow down now.
I can't, Dad. My motor is running. I can't stop. Boy, I'm gonna dance all night at that ball. Man, I tell you, if I wear out my rented shoes, I ain't worried, because I got on my rented socks. Clarissa, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to pick me up. I'm supposed to pick you up. And how come you ain't dressed?
JJ, we're not going to the ball.
We're not going to the ball?
That's what I was trying to tell you, son. Clarissa's parents don't think you're the right person to take her.
Why, Ma?
You got the wrong address, Junior. Your zip code don't make it.
JJ, she walked out on her parents because of it.
What?
If you're not going to the ball, I'm not going. And I'm not going back home either.
Hey, Clarissa, now, don't get no hassle with your parents on my account. I mean, I got plenty of things I could do tonight. As soon as I think of them. Well, I better get out of this tuxedo. I got it rented for 24 hours. Maybe I could sublease it.
Oh, Florida, this really makes me mad now. I mean, I just don't like this.
You know, JJ, he'll get over it.
I know that, Thelma. It ain't this dance. I could give less than a damn about some stupid dance. I just don't like the idea of somebody putting down our son.
I know.
We're Mr. and Mrs. Robinson, Clarissa's parents.
Well. How y'all get in here, pose as spooks?
Dad, we had a feeling you'd be here.
Yes, we've had enough foolishness out of you, young lady. Now get your things and let's go.
I'm not going.
Mr. and Mrs. Robinson, I think there are some things we should talk over. Mm-hmm. Won't you come in?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, now, wait, baby, wait, wait. Before they come in, maybe we ought to spray the place down with Lysol so they don't contaminate themselves, huh?
Clarissa, let's not make a scene. Please get your things.
Yes, the faster we get out of here, the better.
Yeah. Ain't y'all heard there's niggas in here?
We didn't come here to fight, Mr. Evans. We only want our daughter home. Clarissa?
I said I'm not going, Mom.
Clarissa.
Maybe you'd better go, sweetheart.
Ma, Clarissa said she doesn't want to go.
Thelma, let me finish. Mr. and Mrs. Robinson, I don't like your way of thinking. And I don't like the way you've hurt our boy. But I do believe it couldn't hurt you to spend a little bit more time listening to your daughter.
Clarissa, I was thinking that, Mr. and Mrs. Robinson, I should say hello, but from the expression on your face, I think I'll say goodbye.
Uh-uh, Junior. This is your home. This one place you don't break and run from nobody. Now, come on back here.
I think I'd rather, Dad.
I said come back here, Junior.
How do y'all do? Can I offer y'all some Kool-Aid?
Junior. You don't offer Kool-Aid to Mr. and Mrs. Oreo. See, it's got to be imported champagne with custom-made bubbles. Ain't that right, Cookie?
That cuts it! That cuts it, Mr. Evans. I think it's time you and me get down.
Well, listen, Annie. Get down. Well, that's pretty hip-top for somebody from uptown,
uptown. I was right here. Now, I busted my butt a lot of years to get out of here. And I made it. Now, you make it sound like success is a dirty word, brother.
No, the sex ain't the dirty word. It's forgetting. Forgetting where you came from, brother.
Damn right I'm forgetting. I don't want to know the stink of the ghetto no more. And that goes for my wife and my daughter.
Well, what the hell you think I want for my family, man? What you think I'm fighting and scratching for? And I tell you something, if we are lucky enough to make it, there's one thing we ain't gonna do. We ain't gonna forget the ones that got stuck here.
Right on, Daddy. Get out of here.
All I know is I paid my dues, and I'm gonna make sure that my daughter has the best.
And what makes you think our son isn't the best?
Yeah.
All right, he's a nice boy, but he's here. Now, you can talk all you want about getting out, but you know it's a million to one shot.
Mr. Robinson, I want to show you something. What do you think of this, huh?
Yeah, how about this,
And this one.
They're very unusual, Gene. Very powerful.
This is our son's way of cutting down those million to one odds.
He painted these?
He certainly did, Daddy.
They're really very good.
That is, if it don't bother you to be reminded of where you came from.
Look, I'll tell you what.
Oh, no, 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 they ain't for sale.
What?
Not to you.
You heard what my husband say. J.J.'s paintings are not for sale, and neither is J.J.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was gonna give you $100.
I'll take it! Shut up, J.J.
All right, then. Look, Clarissa, you're gonna go back home.
On two conditions, Daddy. That I don't have to go to that dumb dance tonight, and that I can still keep on seeing J.J.
No. It's okay, Betty.
All right.
Now that we're not going to the ball, where are we going to go tonight?
Let's go get a Big Mac.
Sounds great!
Okay, I'll be with you in a couple of minutes.
Where you going?
I'm going to put on my tuxedo. I got it rented. I might as well use it.
Now, don't come home too late now.
We won't. Mrs. Evans, thanks.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
See you later, Joni.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Robinson, it looks like they were good enough for each other.
Yeah, for the moment. But actually, Clarissa's going away to college in a couple of weeks. A long way away. And as far as these paintings are concerned, I thought they might be a good business investment. But that's all your son meant to us.
What do you mean by that?
No, James. That's all right. It's all right, baby. It's all right. The man just telling like it is. He kind of man got to say what's on his mind. Just like me, huh, Brian? That's why I'm saying get the hell out of my house.